In the first two lessons of this course, I invited you to take on a new identity and then determine the daily action that will help you get there. I've been using an example of working to be more concise. As a quick review, the identity that someone may take on in this example is, I'm a concise communicator. As I mentioned in lesson one, the identity is a clear statement of who you are becoming. Then, the next step from the second lesson is determining the daily behavior that will get you there. And I picked this one in the last lesson for our example. Once a day, I time myself speaking out loud a message I'm delivering later. That daily action is the leading indicator, the thing that, if you do consistently, will get you to the outcome you want. Now, here's where we run into a bit of a reality check. Getting traction on a new behavior that's supporting a new leadership skill would be a lot easier if you didn't have anything else going on. But that's reality for virtually nobody. What is reality is the 6 meetings on your calendar already today, the dozens of emails that probably have your attention at the moment, your boss or customer suddenly changing direction on something, and then there's all the personal stuff too, making sure that kids aren't just fed and where they need to be logistically, but also thriving in their lives. For some of us, it's also handling the financial and health affairs for an aging relative. For all of us, it's balancing doctor's appointments and taxes and all the other things that go along in the daily whirlwind of our professional and personal lives. On any given day at work and at home, 90 to 95% of our time is going to be dedicated already to these existing activities. So creating a bit of a breakaway traction for learning something new not only requires quick daily actions, as we talked about in the last lesson, but also a way to keep yourself motivated so this doesn't get lost with everything else you've got going on. So here's what you can do to set yourself up for success. Most of us do a lot better keeping ourselves on track if we have some kind of milestone along the way. It's why so many of us get motivated by getting those certificates and professional programs, or seeing the ratings that we got on last year's performance review, or getting those little rings and badges on Fitbits and Apple Watches for health tracking. Now, we all know that those indicators aren't fully representative of our efforts or of the value we bring, but they help us to know that we're on the right path. They help us get a bit more brave and even find a sense of confidence in what we're doing. So do the same thing for yourself as you take on a new identity. Decide in advance what the indicators will be along the way so that you can recognize the progress you're making. Let's go back to the identity of concise communication. For this identity, I want to establish for myself in advance what the success indicators will be so I'll recognize my progress along the way, especially when I start seeing them. Here's a couple I'm zeroing in on for this identity as milestones. One is, I'm noticing details that can be left out. For taking on an identity of getting more concise, that's a pretty clear indicator. So you start seeing things that can be eliminated, you start making the shift of not just being more concise, but perhaps more importantly, thinking like a concise communicator thinks. Here's a second one. My practice sessions are shorter. As the daily practice sessions get shorter, that's a clear indicator that you are indeed getting more concise, and it's measurable because you're already doing the timing from the daily behavior. Here's a third one. I'm getting asked for details I left out. People who talk too much almost never get asked for more details, right? Especially at the senior leadership level, where less is usually more. Erring on the side of saying less and allowing people to ask if they need more is a pretty sound strategy. So if you're working to be more concise, and you notice people starting to ask about something you intentionally left out, that's a pretty clear indicator that you're on the right path. All of these, noticing details that can be left out, shorter practice sessions, getting asked for more details, all are things that speak to the identity of being a concise person. If you've determined the indicators of this emerging identity in advance, as I'm encouraging you to do here, you'll keep yourself motivated to keep going as these milestones emerge for you. Finally, 2 practical hacks on this that you might have already noticed. Pick 2 to 3 indicators for milestones versus just 1. That way you don't have everything riding on a single indicator that may or may not fully represent your progress. You're playing a long game here and you want your new identity to be sustainable, so look at more than just 1 data point. Second, writing down these indicators in advance, at least 2 to 3 of them, encourages you to think broadly about the different venues where you can start leveraging your new identity. These indicators are for you. When you see some of them starting to show up, you know you're on the right track. And if you don't see any of the indicators happening over time, that's also a data point that maybe it's not the right daily action and it's time to go back to the drawing board. Of course, good leadership means that other people notice it too. That's the topic of the next lesson, how to calibrate with stakeholders.